people are very concerned about culture and about values and where things are going in this country. What concerns me, though, Sandy, is the vitriol coming from those who support gay marriage. I'm the kind of person that is more than happy to sit down and talk and debate and listen to what people have to say. I may not agree with it, but at least, you know, it's their right to have their opinion under our Constitution. And yet, there seems to be this opinion on the other side that says, what, you know, you and I don't deserve the same rights. You know, it's as if we're second-class citizens now because we support the traditional biblical definition of marriage, or perhaps we are pro-life, and that means we're somehow second-class citizens who don't deserve to be in the public marketplace of ideas.
Absolutely. In fact, it'll be worse than that. You know there's going to be punishment. There'll be tremendous punishment. If gay marriage is embraced by the entire country, if the Supreme Court goes south this week in its hearings, we are in for, of course, we're not going to know about it till June, but we are in for persecution like we have never seen it.
Well, it's already started.